This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
A chorus of U.S. officials are warning about the spread of misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. AP's Jennifer King reports.
We're killing people.
Departing the White House, President Joe Biden spoke to reporters about social media platforms' responsibility to curb the spread of misinformation contributing to vaccine hesitance.
The only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated.
He echoed comments by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
If you are not vaccinated, you remain at risk.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This is really becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Just four U.S. states with low vaccination rates made up 40% of new cases last week. And the rising numbers are being driven by large pockets of infection among more than 90 million Americans who have yet to get shots. Officials say cases of COVID-19 have tripled over the past 3 weeks and are expected to rise. Jennifer King, Washington.
Immigration advocates are calling on Democrats to quickly pass legislation to protect young immigrants now that the DACA program has been halted by a Texas judge. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The head of the group, United We Dream, Gracia Martinez Rosas, says the Texas judge's ruling that ends the DACA protection for young immigrants is a blaring siren for Democrats. She says the lives of millions will remain on the line until President Biden and congressional Democrats deliver on the promise of citizenship. The House approved legislation in March, but it stalled in the Senate. President Biden has proposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S. without authorization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials closed down 0.86%. The S&P lost 0.75%. The NASDAQ dropped 0.80%.
This is VOA News.
The Biden administration issued a blanket warning Friday to U.S. firms about the risks of doing business in Hong Kong as China continues to clamp down on political and economic freedoms in the territory. Speaking at the White House briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that businesses should be aware their security and reputations could be compromised.
The situation in Hong Kong is continuing to deteriorate, and we continue to see Beijing assault Hong Kong's autonomy and democratic institutions. We've seen authorities use the national security law to make politically motivated arrests.
Four cabinet agencies, the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security, released the nine-page advisory that alerts companies about the shifting legal landscape in Hong Kong and the possibility that engaging with Hong Kong businesses could incur reputational and legal damages. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday those behind a week-long spree of violence and pillaging that has shocked South Africa sought a popular insurrection as the unrest death toll reached 212. Ramaphosa also acknowledged in a television address Friday night that we were poorly prepared for the disorder, but vowed that we will find those who have instigated the violence.
Over 2,550 people have been arrested in connection with the unrest, and special arrangements are being put in place to ensure that these cases are prioritized.
Looters ransacked shopping malls and warehouses in KwaZulu-Natal province and Johannesburg, stoking fears of shortages and inflicting a devastating blow to the already battered economy. The unrest followed protests triggered by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma, who is serving a 15-month jail term for snubbing a corruption investigation. Rescuers in Germany and Belgium fear more deaths after catastrophic floods swept through the western regions, crushing homes and businesses, sweeping away villages, and leaving hundreds of people dead, missing, or homeless. In Germany, at least 106 people have died, including 12 residents of a home for disabled people swept away by the rising waters. In Belgium, officials said there were at least 20 dead and another 20 missing. Belgium has declared an official day of mourning on Tuesday. By Friday evening, waters were receding across many of the affected regions, but officials feared that more bodies might be found in cars and trucks that were swept away.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.